You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home.
Our opening kickoff brought to you by Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. And before we can even start the game, we've got a penalty. Pine Bluff was offsides on the kickoff.
Hey, you don't see that called very often. They were offsides by a couple steps, I think. And to open the game, you just don't see that call very often. But true to form, their kicker is the only one out there on the Pine Bluff sideline has bright. Is that orange?
Dark orange shoe. Kickers always wear those different color shoes.
Oh, they do. I mean, there must be something magical about it.
Hey, it works, doesn't it? All right, so we'll try this again. The ball teed up at the 35-yard line now as Eddie T approaches. And the kick is away, and it's going to be caught at the 20-yard line. They'll turn across the 25, the 30, up the left sideline, at the 40, the 45, the kicker makes the tackle. Great return by the Bombers that time, out across the 45. It was James Swartz with the return, and the Bombers with great field position.
Well, they did. Bombers did a good job of putting a helmet on a helmet, and they just gave him a crease right there. Boy, that was about the most lackadaisical kick coverage I've ever seen from a Pine Bluff team. They jogged down the field, and we'd look like they're just going through the motions, but we'll take it.
Again, Dawson Tabor out tonight as the Mountain Home quarterback. He has a concussion. So Lawson Stockton gets the start for the Bombers here tonight. His first career start.
They're offsides.
The ball given to Junior Williams. Junior bowls over a linebacker across the 50, down to the 48 of Pine Bluff, a pickup of 6 on first down.
Well, that's just a quick hitter right there, not much read to it. Just give it right there and let him go. And, you know, the type of offense we have, if you're not a great defensive lineman, then you have to be very, very disciplined. You know, hopefully we'll catch him, and with some injuries up front, not being real disciplined, able to hit some of those big plays.
Dezu Thomas, one of their leading tacklers from last year, that middle linebacker. It's second and 4 here for the Bombers. Ball given to Junior again. He takes it inside the 45 to the 44, and he's very close to a first down. It is a first down. Pickup of 4.
You'll see them attacking that bubble. Once again, we talk about the bubble, and that's where the linebacker's actually off the line of scrimmage, and you get a little cushion right there, and if the linebacker doesn't step up real hard and feel that, you can get a positive gain out of that pretty well unless they're pinching. We're doing a good job of cutting off that defensive line stunt.
Jose Alonzo into the ball game for Mountain Home. Caught a couple of passes last week, of course, with Tabor out. I don't expect the ball to be in the air much for the Bombers this evening.
They're offside.
And offside by Jamal Foote, their big defensive end, and he's got some small colleges looking at him. He jumps offsides, and the Bombers get 5 free yards. So already 2 penalties against Pine Bluff for 10 yards. Opening possession of the night for Mountain Home. 10:46 left in this opening quarter. We are scoreless. Play brought in now from Colton Peters. He'll be the wideout on the left side. Again, Tabor not starting tonight out with a concussion. Stockton under center for Mountain Home. The give straight ahead to Junior Williams, and he keeps the pile moving. He's going to pick up 5 down to the 34, and he's got maybe enough for another first down.
Well,
just shy. Second and inches coming up.
You know, one of the linebackers made tackle that time. They tried to take Junior on sideways, and he was able to drag him a little bit. The linebackers Pine Bluff not as big and strong as they've looked in the past. Still good linebackers, don't get me wrong, but they've had some studs.
Yes.
Linebackers 2 years ago when we were down here.
This is second and inches for Mountain Home. Moving left to right, the give to Junior has a first down into the secondary, down inside the 30 to about the 27-yard line. He needed inches, and he gets about 8 on the carry.
Well, that's an inside look right there, and they're just running it tight to the center and A-gaps, it looks like, and hitting that cushion. And offensive line doing a good job just getting a hat on people and letting Junior try to run through and break those tackles.
The Bombers have about 4 players right now that are rotating, bringing the plays in from the sideline. Bombers are down inside the 30, and Brian Mannix sends the play in is on the other side of the other 40. They're having to run about 50 yards to bring the play in.
Now he's trying to get alignment looks right there. From
here's the give to Junior, and he is still keeping the feet driving inside the 25 to about the 23-yard line. He'll pick up four.
Same play, just a little wider look that time. A little wider look. Pine Bluff did a better job of reacting to that.
9:06 left in this opening quarter. We are scoreless so far. Peters will bring the play in from the sideline this time. Second down and about six here, just under six for Mountain Home. Inside handoff and not a whole lot of room that time.
Well, they're starting to squeeze down a little bit on Junior. It'll be time to pull it, step around the corner here in just a second.
Ball goes to about the 22, a pickup of about a yard of the play. Third down and about third and about five here for Mountain Home.
It's third and about five. We got two downs to make this. Need just something positive right here, 2 or 3 yards to make fourth down gettable.
Junior's shoe came off. He's still trying to put it on. He's going to have to come out. Lathan Aldridge will check in now for Mountain Home. Junior will come out and try to get that shoe back on quickly. 8:17 left in the first quarter. Bombers with a nice opening drive inside the 25. Ball is given to Aldridge. We got a whistle and a flag just as the ball was about to be snapped. And let's see what the call is.
It looks like it's going to be against us.
It is a procedure penalty against Mountain Home. That'll back the Bombers up to the 27-yard line with the penalty. First penalty of the night against the Bombers. 8:06 left opening quarter. Mountain Home with the opening possession of the night.
And that hurts. That makes it third and a little over 10.
Yes.
No safety in the middle of the field. If you get a tight end, something down there.
Oh, boy, at the ball kept by Stockton. Good read. He's going to take it inside the 20 to the 19-yard line. He tried to give it to Aldridge. The defensive end there met him at the same time. Stockton pulled it back and kept it for a nice game.
Well, that was a pretty good read. I think he was forced into that read, though, but he did a good job of hanging on to the football and getting it out of the running back's stomach and stepping around the corner. And that's a play we'll have to make. Now, it's fourth and doable, fourth and about three.
Yes.
So this is doable.
They're going to bring
Junior's coming back in.
Yep, Pope is coming in at tight end now for Mountain Home. 10 seconds left on the play clock. They're going to have to hurry. Fourth and three inside the 20. They've got to get just inside the 17. Can the Bombers convert on fourth down here and keep the drive alive? It's Junior straight ahead. Pine Bluff ready for him. He did not make it. He stopped at the 19-yard line, and the Bombers will turn it over on downs.
That penalty, one, and I didn't see what the penalty was. They called motion.
It was procedure penalty, yep. Well, Bob, I know the drive stalls right there, but still an impressive drive with the Mountain Home offense on their first possession tonight.
It is, and you sprung Junior on him to begin with and had good yardage, and they kind of stopped him at the end. So, we're going to have to vary it up once again as normal, and they'll do that. It's just, as long as Junior's making positive yardage, you want him to keep getting it.
So Pine Bluff with the football, and again, they've got a new quarterback out there, and it's Howell. Gives it off. Ball across the 25-yard line. That's Braylon Moody with the carry. He'll pick up about 6 or 7 on the play.
Well, we did a good job at the point of attack right there. Running back cut back, and once again, we've talked about pursuit from the backside. You got to keep closing down through the football and stay square. And we let him squirt through a couple of arm tackles and make that positive yardage when we had him for zero.
So it's second down and about three here for the Zebras. Howell working out of the shotgun.
Trap.
And it's Moody coming to the near side. First down run across the 30. Pulled down from behind. Making the play for the Bombers that time. Brock Boget from that middle linebacker spot.
Well, you got you got to recognize that play when they line up in that formation. They use that slot back as a trap man, and they're just going to block down and keep the end man, the second from the end on the line of scrimmage, and let that running back run to daylight.
First down for the Zebras.
Okay, he's in tight. Look for a little.
Moody shifts from the left side to the right side of the quarterback, Howell. They're still trying to get lined up, and Coach Bobby Boulding hollers for a timeout. We'll break. 5:49 left opening quarter. Mountain Home and Pine Bluff scoreless. You're listening to Bomber Football, Classic Hits 101.7.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
The boys are in a real pickle here, Gene.
Lots of talk going on in the huddle there, Roy.
Well, it looks like they decided on a play.
Wait, what's this? Are they setting up for the hot springs?
The hot springs? We haven't seen this formation since 1918.
Yeah, that's the same year that Babe Ruth hit the mammoth home run during hot spring training. They're headed to the line.
Hut! Hut! Hike!
And there's the snap.
To learn more about the rich sports history in Hot Springs National Park, visit hotsprings.org.
Well, while we're away, they get back to action, and Pine Bluff has scored a touchdown as Sean Howell hooks up with Bakarian Black, their most talented wide receiver, and they go 66 yards on the catch and run for the touchdown.
It looked like they had about a lineman out there, Brad. Had two receivers out there with one defensive back. He played off the line of scrimmage about 10 yards, and they threw it in a little swing-looking pattern to the big tall guy, and he got a good block, and off he went.
Extra points missed. We'll break. 5:38 left in the first quarter. 6-0 Pine Bluff. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
When it comes to heating my home, my water, cooking meals, or drying clothes, nothing beats natural gas from CenterPoint Energy. It's my most affordable option. It costs less to use than most other energy sources, and it's easier on the environment. So if you already have natural gas, keep it. But if you're replacing an appliance, choose it.
At CenterPoint Energy, we're investing in infrastructure to help bring comfort and savings to you. To learn more, visit centerpointenergy.com/naturalgasbenefits. CenterPoint Energy. Always there.
Logan Walker takes the kickoff from the 8 out to the 30-yard line. That's where the Bombers will start with their second possession, 6-0. Zebras up, 5:32 left opening quarter. Bombers continue moving left to right here in this opening quarter. And the ball is given to Big Junior. In fact, Stockton had to keep it. Now
ball.
It's loose. The ball came loose. The Zebras are going to fall on it at the 26-yard line. It is a fumble and a turnover. Now, did he have possession? Was he out of bounds? Officials never signaled yet.
No, officials hadn't said yet one way or the other. There's a flag on the far side, so
okay.
I don't know what's going on. Procedure against us, decline, first down.
Declined.
You know, they got penetration, and the quarterback and Junior got together at the same time as the defensive man got there, and
yes.
They hit and ripped, and the ball went just sliding out of the pile.
Well, the Bombers had 3 turnovers last week. They've got their first one here tonight. And it's going to be Pine Bluff ball at the Mountain Home 26-yard line.
Well,
Well, the lighting here, Bob and I were talking about this off the air. It is awful. I don't know what the problem is with
the lights
in the stadium, but, I mean, there's a bunch of dark areas.
I don't remember. Are the lights even working on this side?
No, there's nothing on this side at all. That's what's odd. You look down here in the corner of the end zone, it's dark. That's why it looks so odd. Here's procedure penalty against Pine Bluff. That is their third penalty now for 15 yards in this first half. They'll back him up to the 31. Yeah, none of the lights on the visitor sideline, which we are on, are working.
I don't think there are any.
Yeah, there's a bank down there. I see a bank right there.
Oh, well, no wonder it looks bad.
Yeah. So the Zebras backed up to the 31 with the penalty. Now it's first and 15 for Pine Bluff. That's coming after the Mountain Home turnover. 5:18 left opening quarter. 6-0, Zebras on top. Both teams with their backup quarterbacks tonight because of injuries. Ball's given to Moody. Starts right, cuts it back to the left, right up the middle part of the field. Keeps the pile moving. He's to the 25, and he's going to be down there after about a 6-yard pickup.
Well, now he's running straight up. We're going to have to be aggressive and hit him, not grab him, just because he's running straight up.
Second down and about 9 coming up here for the Zebras. They're in their red home uniforms with the white numerals and white pants. Bombers, white road jerseys, blue numerals, gold trim, and the blue pants. Howell out of the shotgun. Movement on the right end of the Mountain Home line. They did not get into the neutral zone, though. Howell changing the play. He wants to pass. Right side. A man open is completed the 20. Jukes by one defender. And then is going to be tackled at about the 15-yard line. The completion that time to Isaiah Mays. Mays to the 15. A pickup of about 10 on the pass play.
Well, they've got him right there on an island, isolated him with a cornerback, the way they've used their offensive sets. And, you know, now they bring the big wide receiver, the trips, to this side.
All right, one of the banks of lights turned on down here. On the end, we're going to now.
Well, I see the blinking light on them. Must be an electrical truck working on them.
Here is Moody coming to the near side, trying to get to the outside. A flag on the play.
That's a hold.
Yeah, this one's
been
coming back. He gets to the 7, but there is a flag on the play. The flag is at about the 9-yard line, and the penalty is against Pine Bluff. So we'll mark it off from the spot of the foul, which is the 9-yard line. It'll bring it back to the 19-yard line. They're going to back it up near the 20, actually. We'll call it the 20. The Zebras now penalized 4 times for 25 yards in this first half. 4 minutes left opening quarter. 6-0. Zebras on top. And the give is to Moody, their running back. He's going to slice through the defense and fight his way down to the 11-yard line. Picks up 9. Going to bring up second down here. And second and about 4. They've got a guy said second and 4. It's actually 7 and second and about 6 here for the Zebras. Looking to pass into the corner, right side, and it is caught for a touchdown. That's Bakarian Black with the catch once again. His second touchdown catch of this first half.
Well, it's just almost impossible to defend when you're a big, tall receiver like that. And you got to take the middle away from him, and he runs to the back pylon, and the quarterback makes a pretty darn good throw for a backup quarterback, Brad. That was
He did, didn't he?
Yeah, it was right where it needed to be.
Since they missed the extra point last time, Pine Bluff will go for 2. looking to the sideline. They're going to take a timeout. Oh, Coach Boulding's hot. He threw the headset down. He has to burn a timeout on a two-point conversion. He is upset. We'll take a break. Two-point conversion coming up. Zebras up 12-0. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Back in Pine Bluff, the Zebras getting ready for a two-point conversion after the touchdown. McCarrion Black with two touchdown catches in this first quarter. 6'4", 180 pounds. They're going to throw it that way again, aren't they? They throw it to him off his hands, and the two-point conversion is no good. So with 3:14 left in the opening quarter, it's Pine Bluff 12, Mountain Home 0. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We came to Arvest Bank to see what makes it different.
They're more than just familiar faces inside the bank. They're familiar out in the community, too.
It's like a small-town community bank, even though it's much larger than that.
When they talk about experiences, I talk about Arvest. When they talk about people, I talk about Arvest.
Everyone says hello. Literally everybody says hello.
It is really, really imperative to have community organizations step up, and Arvest always does.
Arvest Bank, our customers say it best.
Hall of Fame coach Barry Switzer.
I was born and raised in Crossett, Arkansas, and played football at Fayetteville. As a head coach, I won three national championships with the Sooners and a Super Bowl in Dallas. As a resident of Oklahoma, I can tell you casino gaming has been the biggest boost to our state treasury since the oil boom. That's money spent in Oklahoma that stays in Oklahoma. Arkansas has been losing casino money to other states. You can keep that money at home and bring in new money from other states. On November the 6th, vote yes on issue 4.
Paid for by Driving Arkansas Forward.
Schwartz with the kickoff return for the Bombers out to about the 28, 29-yard line. That's where Mountain Home will start their third possession of the night. First one, a pretty nice drive. Couple of first downs. Got it down to the 19-yard line. Turned it over on downs.
But it's penalties and turnovers.
Yes.
That are the story for us right now. We stopped ourselves with a very ill-timed 5-yard penalty and then a turnover right here on the –
Unfortunately, that was the story last week, too. It was penalties, turnovers, and big plays. Jonesboro had some big plays last week, and that was the difference in the game. Junior Williams straight ahead here for a gain of one out to the 30-yard line. Just under 3 minutes left in this opening quarter. Biggest match of the night, North Little Rock and Conway. North Little Rock with an early 7-0 lead there. Matchup of two of the top teams in the state, not just 7A. That 5A matchup, Pulaski Academy and Little Rock Christian, kind of losing a little luster as Christian's great quarterback, Justice Hill, is out tonight. So they are playing.
Oh, the ball's on the ground.
There's a snap fumbled. Stockton couldn't quite handle the snap that time, but he's able to fall on it. Loses a yard they picked up on first down. So now we're back to 3rd and 10. .207 left in the opening quarter, 12-0. Pine Bluff leads it. Jose Alonzo brings the play in from the sideline, the foreign exchange student who has played football before. A lot of exchange students have never played, but he has, and it shows. He's a very talented player, starting on defense and playing a lot on offense. Junior Williams bouncing off one tackler, another one, and takes it out to the 35-yard line. It's going to bring up 4th and about 4 here. For Mountain Home with the punt team will have to come in.
Good job by time. Widened it just a little bit. Junior hit a seam right there. Just lost his balance. I think he was expecting to get hit and had a little bit too much forward body lean. Normally he runs through that tackle that brought him down right there.
Dylan Pausch will be in to punt for Mountain Home. Kamaria Wilkins. No, check it. It is Black that's back deep. Pausch. This one off the side of his foot is going to go out of bounds. at the 46-yard line. An 11-yard punt. We've seen some dandies this year out of Pouch. This one, not one of them. And
he got a little pressure that time. Yep. He could see the pressure coming, just heard it a little bit and missed it.
So the Zebras take over at the Mountain Home 46-yard line with 69 seconds left here in this opening quarter. They haven't missed a beat with their starting quarterback, Foots. He is a dual-threat quarterback. Good arm, good legs. He does a lot. He was hurt last week in the game against Sylvan Hills, which Pine Bluff won 14-3.
Cut back.
Here's Moody once again. He's going to try to bounce it to the outside. Gets forced backwards, gets around that end, and then he's going to have a first down run inside the 35, near the 30. Boy, the speed, Bob, he is extremely quick.
He's very quick. Boy, we did a good job as a cutback, pulled them offside lineman, let him out front. We did a good job point of attack, making him bounce. And corner came up and got a stiff arm and got pushed down and just couldn't contain him. We're right on the verge of making some real good plays. We just, I know we're young. We just have to develop that consistency and make those plays. We're right there where they need to be.
A 14-yard pick at that time for Braylon Moody. So a fresh set of downs here for the Zebras with 59 seconds left in the first quarter. Play action. Howell to pass. Looking long down the middle. Man open. Touchdown, flag. Pine Bluff. But flag. There is a flag, and we may have a lineman downfield.
Well, that's going to be a tough matchup on that long. That, you know, that big, long, tall receiver.
Gary Black is 6'4", yep. It is against Pine Bluff. I didn't see the signal, though. Did you, Bob?
No. I was...
Looks like they're marking it off on the spot of the foul. Must have been a hold. Well, no, he's... Referee's kind of turned around. He was an eligible receiver down.
I started saying it just about had to be with this.
Yes.
This guy way away from the play throwing it like that. It just about had to be.
So it backs it up to the 37-yard line with the 5-yard penalty. Boy, and it erases what was a 32-yard touchdown pass.
You're going to have to figure out where number – is it number 6, the receiver? Boy, we're nowhere in cover 2. Look, he's going to – that corner is going to have help with him over the middle because it's just – that's an impossible task. To ask anybody to do.
5 penalties for 30 yards against the Zebras in this first quarter. 2 receivers on each side. The ball given straight ahead to Moody. Hit in the backfield. Couldn't quite wrap him up, though. He breaks free. Hunter Shod had him. Couldn't wrap him up. Now he changes field. Goes back to the right side, up the sideline, and is going to pick up about 7 or 8 yards down to the 30-yard line.
Oh, that was a negative play right there, and just couldn't hang on to the jersey.
Good penetration that time by Shod coming in from one of those outside linebacker positions. An 8-yard pickup.
You give the running back credit. He's probably 40 pounds heavier than Shod is, I think. He's a pretty good-sized young man.
Second down at about 7 here for the Zebras. And the give is to Moody coming to the near side. He's going to cut back again, and he's going to slip a couple of tackles. Bombers had a couple of shots at him. Couldn't quite wrap him up.
We did such a good job, the point of attack, and when he cuts back, we weren't there. You know, even if you get blocked away from the ball, you've got to get up and get to the football. If we'd done that, you got to – I don't care if you block down on the ground. You've got to get up and get play side in a hurry.
A 7-yard pickup, that's just what they needed. It is a first down for Pine Bluff with 25 seconds left in this first quarter. This last minute, 9 seconds, has taken forever to play. Out of the shotgun, Howell to pass, looking left, fires it to the end zone. It's incomplete. the receiver and one of the defenders collided, but the Zebra fans wanted a penalty, but basically the receiver ran over the defensive back.
He ran over right up the defender's back. Both of them were looking back to the ball.
11 seconds left in this first quarter. Incompletion stops the clock. Second and 10 from the Mountain Home 22-yard line. The Zebras up 12-0. Missed an extra point, missed a two-point conversion. Howe will hand it to Moody this time. Trying to bounce it to the outside.
Attaboy,
nice
good job.
Field tackle coming up to make the play for Mountain Home is Logan Walker. Right, it's a loss on the play of three.
Good job. Once again, we're doing a pretty good job. The point of attack, Logan did a great job that time and coming up and avoiding the stiff arm, went low, knocked his legs out from under him. Real good job defensively.
End of the first quarter, 12-0 Pine Bluff. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The number one ranked community college in the United States is right here, and you can be one of their many success stories. ASU Mountain Home has classes for everyone, be it business, healthcare, information technology, and you can stay close to our gorgeous rivers and lakes as you get your degree from ASU Mountain Home, the number one community college in the country. Look up your future at asumh.edu.